Welcome to the IRIS podcast. You're listening to a talk as part of the Scottish Conference on Inclusive Learning Disability Research, organised by the Scottish Consortium for Learning Disability, the Open University and IRIS. This talk was recorded on the 7th of June 2011. Catherine McKeever, NHS Scotland Western Isles, Health Inequalities.
Hello, my name's Catherine McKeever, as introduced, and thank you very much. I was invited initially by Jan Walmsley following meeting her in February of this year. She was very interested in the work that we were undertaking in the Western Isles and suggested that we should perhaps talk about that further. Now, this initially was to be a dual presentation with Orkney, but there's been some technical difficulties, but I believe that Sandra Rodwell is listening to us as we present, and I'll hear what she has to say later. I'm at present working on a two-year project within the Western Isles, and it's specifically aimed at dealing with health inequalities that are met by clients with learning disabilities and autism. This work is mirrored across Scotland with the initiative set up by the government, and indeed we're very lucky to benefit from the work that's taking place across Scotland. The network, in the way that it's set up, encourages sharing of developments, and wherever there is an area that we're interested in, we can approach them and gain input from their work. And as we go through this talk, you will see quite a few areas that we've done just that. As you can see from slide one, and you probably only recognise this from the weather maps, where the black cloud usually sits over us for most of the year, Lewis and the Western Isles span an area of about 150 miles. We've got about 10 GP practices, and we've got three hospitals, the main one being up the top in Stornoway. Healthcare provision has quite unique challenges within the remote and rural community. To put the distance in perspective, if you put the topmost point in Glasgow, you would reach Barra somewhere down near Newcastle. So the area that we cover is quite large. And there's obviously stretches of water in between. The other main aspect affecting clients is that for more in-depth treatment at times, they come to tertiary centres such as Ragmore, Edinburgh and Glasgow, and therefore the communication and support for clients attending these areas needs to be very structured for it to flow, especially communication of needs in either direction. And that's to prove it doesn't always rain in Lewis. We at times have very lovely weather. There's a certain period in the year where you'll even dip your toes in the water. Our population is about 26,000, and that was mid-2010. We have at present 194 clients identified on the Learning Disability Register, but if we go with the prevalence numbers for population, it's estimated through the same as you that that number should indeed reflect figures of about 600-650. So we have initiated awareness of learning disability within the healthcare provision to help individual professionals feel empowered to help people link in with services by identifying them within the register. Present, we have two learning disability nurses. Our service is based through a GP practice in Tarbert, and the manager is also a practicing GP there. He is the manager for the two LD nurses and has the support of administrator and also a psychiatrist who links in for case review on a part-time basis. We also have a mental health and learning disability lead role now within the board, and the local enhanced service that's in place for health screening is something we've built on further with this project. Some of the initial issues was to raise awareness of learning disability needs and this legislation that was in place to protect clients, and we spent 12 weeks undergoing that, and we reached, there's about 110 people have gone through that training now. Some of the main areas for further input that they've identified is challenging behaviour and autistic needs as well, and consent issues. So we're building on that with further educational input. We're looking to extend our local enhanced service because the health screening that we did at present wasn't auditable. So we're getting a recoded tool to go inside the EMIS model that the GPs use so that we can actually collect data for future planning of needs. We're also linking in to have e-pathways for admission, discharge and transfer to kind of mainland hospital provisions. I think one of the things that had been identified and mentioned earlier was the need to flag up needs within the service provision, and that's also something that's been covered alongside the accessible information and health information that clients require in easy read format. We've been linking in with the Scottish Consortium for Learning Disabilities, and we had two awareness raising days with action planning alongside that, which actually reflected well the objectives of the project but was a way of linking in with the managers more direct. As I was saying, within the project, we've linked in with initiatives that have gone on across Scotland, and one of the works that we're developing locally is developed by David Hughes in Highland area, and he's developed a communication box within acute areas, which includes choice boards, photo and symbol menu choices, time frame for the day within symbol form, body templates so that people can kind of explain to you the locality of their pain, and some of the basic Makatone signing. They're now developing a similar project for GP and primary care, which we would hope to steal once they've developed that as well. If I get on to the inclusion aspect for clients with learning disability within the project, we spent the first 6 months really raising awareness and going to talk to anybody and anyone who linked in any way with clients with learning disability. And one of the main issues, as has been highlighted earlier in a talk, is that people feel it's a specialist service rather than within their remit of general care provision at times. And it's been breaking down the barriers so that people can see and feel empowered to deal themselves with clients with additional support. We met with a group of 15 clients with learning disabilities. We went to tell them about the project initially, and they didn't let us out the door. They made sure that we came back and back again, and they developed themselves that they wish to discuss some of the topic areas within the project over the coming months, and they then wish to present that back to the health service in the Western Isles, and they did so last week. I've left the slides in their own words, and the first area that they identified was communication, that they wished letters in easy, simplified versions, and at present the only area that they identified that they were getting that from was the advocacy service and the local area coordinator. And that's certainly something that we hope to build on within the project, to make accessible information leaflets within health, and that the print of the letters should be in bigger print with pictures and diagrams. Again, highlighting a lot of the national recommendations and saying that they wish to be part of the discussion about their healthcare provision so that they can make informed decisions following their interactions. Visiting the hospital, I think it was very important as we're talking about developing our hospital further, that the signage and direction process was revisited at this point, and it will be a useful support to bring forward their opinion for that development. I thought it was very nice of them to include a feedback that the hospital was very clean. I think the continuity of doctor's contact and building up a personal relationship with their doctors was identified as being a positive thing, which has come across in some of the fatal accident inquiries where it's been an inconsistent practitioner who didn't have a full understanding of the client's situation, and that again came out here. I think they highlighted in point two that they found it difficult to tell doctors that they had a learning disability, and later on that's reflected again that they felt a responsibility that they should share that information at the outset of a conversation, which is actually probably quite a difficult thing to do. And I think hopefully by building up the IT support and the linkage between services for that identification prior to appointments, that will save that pressure off individuals. I think it's very difficult for doctors not to use big words. And for staff, we talk in a medical language that it's very difficult to tame down, as it is their normal language. But again, it's retraining individuals to meet the needs. Again, they mentioned that they would like to have someone familiar. And indeed, the points that have been highlighted when we discussed it with people, that in fact was the case, that they had people with them for when they woke up in the recovery room from their anaesthetic. And later on, they explained that they wished someone familiar to come down to theatre with them as well, and that indeed was happening also. Some of the points that have been raised will be good to look into in our second stage of health interviews, where they ask us that if they wish us to explain things to themselves, that some of them would not like to know what's going to happen because it can increase their fear. I think it'll be very interesting. Our stage two of the interaction is that we hope to borrow, steal from Forth Valley their Easy Read health interview, and we're in discussions with James Reid about that just now, about how we can do that, and that will give us additional information about that statement. We hope also then to use a purchase that we've got in the Western Isles called a Voxer device, which records and you can edit the information within that. And stage three of our interaction is something that I'm very much keen to attend the session this afternoon for. It's looking at the needs of kind of severe and profound needs and the carer's input, so that we can reflect that also within the Western Isles. If they didn't want to know, they don't want their parents told or carer told in front of them. They had in one or two instances found that despite voicing that they didn't wish to be part of the discussion, that discussion still went on at the end of the bed. So that's something that we need to raise awareness. The privacy and confidentiality areas came up several times throughout this. There were several approaches to confidentiality, that it's good to have a private place to talk, that curtains don't actually make walls, was how one of them described it, and that sometimes it's just so noisy that their verbal content, it was so loud that there was no hope of privacy within the hospital setting. And also there's the area within the third note there where it's saying that it's then difficult to concentrate on what they wish to see when there's so many distractions around them. In casualty, their comments were that they wanted to be seen quicker, because when they had to wait, they started to panic. And that's where they had suggested that their opening phrase when they go in ill should be, "I have a learning disability." I think we should really take that responsibility from individuals to be thinking around that at that point, and that we should have a structure in place for that. And there had been a local review done where clients with learning disability and disability had highlighted that medical information was something they would require in easy read format, to aid them being able to take their preparations on a regular basis, and that's another area that we're identifying. We've got local input now, we've got our national recommendations, and this should empower us towards effective change within the Western Isles, and that's where we're hoping to go with this. Thank you very much for your time.
This recording is copyright of IRIS 2011. It may be reused in the terms of Creative Commons licences, Attribution, Non-Commercial, Sharealike 2.5, UK Scotland licence. Go to www.iris.org.uk for more information.